What's up, sports fans? Welcome to the Jay Tuck Show, and I am your host, of course, Jay Tuck. And welcome, where we talk sports unfiltered, uncompromised, and unleashed. So do me a huge favor, go ahead and hit that subscribe button for all my audio podcast listeners. Download us on audio podcasts on Apple and also on Spotify podcasts as well. We got a lot to talk about as we're gearing up to kick things in gear when it comes to football season, all right? You know, and for the thick of things, we're getting in the thick of things. This is a sports betting haven right now. You have college basketball, you have NBA, you have college football, you have NFL, you name it. You can get your money however you want to get it. And for all my sports bettors out there, you know what I'm saying? It's a good time to know what you're doing and get the edge when it comes to sports betting. But got a lot to talk about. And we're going to dive into a few things. But first, episode one, you're probably asking, yo, Tuck, what are you doing, bro? Why are you starting a brand new YouTube channel? What happened to CFO Sports? Like, where are you not going to be? Okay, stop asking questions and allow me to explain, right? So CFO Sports isn't going anywhere. Go ahead, subscribe to that channel as well. But this past season, I kind of spoke about earlier on, though I am a diehard Dallas Cowboys fan, though I do cover the Dallas Cowboys in depth. In Cowboys Nation, you guys have given me the platform to do a lot of incredible things. I'm a person I always like to spread my wings and fly. Never put yourself in a box, right? Because that's where complacency comes in, and then you're not really growing, right? So challenges creates change has always been my motto. And yes, I'm a Dallas Cowboys fan, but I'm also a college football fan. I'm also an NBA fan, so it's my mask. I also watch hockey, college basketball, Rock Chalk Jayhawk. So I can talk about a lot of different things in the world of sports, and I felt like just staying in that Cowboys box was starting to suffocate me a little bit. So did some trial and error this past season. You know, some people liked the content, some people didn't, right? The algorithm wasn't really fucking with it, you know, because we all know content creators like to parade that we are independent, but make no mistakes, we all work for the algorithm. You know what I'm saying? If he tells you to dance, you're going to dance. If not, all right? So try some things, really didn't work, but it's just kind of setting the foundation. And then, you know, I just kind of felt like now it's time. Now it's time to create a new channel, spread my wings, and do something new. And I'm excited about it. My creativity is flowing. I already have guests out the wazoo lined up. Like, there's a lot of big things already in store for the new channel, and I'm feeling that excitement. But it's not like I'm done being a Cowboys fan. I'm not done being a Cowboys content creator. But I now have two channels, and on this channel, now I do what I want. Hey, now I do what I want. Now I do what I want. Hey, now I do what I want. Now I do what I want when it comes to this channel. So we're going to talk football. We're going to talk basketball. We're going to have guests come on for boxing, right? Jake Paul got a fight this weekend, right? So we got a lot of different things going on that we are going to address, and we are going to address it in the way that I want to address it. You feel me? And we're going to have fun doing it. So this is why you should subscribe and download the audio podcast, because we're going to mix sports and culture the way that it should be done. I feel like, you know, sports content kind of been watered down. Journalism, analysts, it's either pure entertainment or pure just ChatGPT. There's a lot of AI ChatGPT reporters out there when it comes to sports. You know, well, Tuck, if you look at the analytical data, nobody wants to hear that bullshit no more, bro. You know what I'm saying? They want flavor. They want sauce. They want people they can relate to. They want me. And a lot of people watch me, whether you love me or you hate me. So I say, you know what? Welcome to the Jay Tuck Show. And here we are. Voila. And we're damn sure going to have a lot of fun this entire season. Basketball season, all-star break, World Cup coming up as well. I'm trying to get these World Cup tickets for my son, Jay Tuck Jr. Complicated process, but we're going to talk about a lot on this channel, and you definitely do not want to miss out, because you are going to be a part of the show. It ain't just about me, baby. It's going to be about all of us, and we're going to have some fun. So download us on Apple Podcasts, Spotify as well for all my audio listeners, and subscribe to the channel. So where are we going to start? So much to talk about, man. A lot to talk about. That's a lot to talk about. Where do I want to start? So I've been getting these messages. I'm getting these messages on Instagram, following on Instagram at JTuck151. Yo, Tuck, what's up with your boy? What's up with your boy? What's up with your boy? What's up with your... I'm like, who is my boy? I got some friends, but like, who is my boy you're referring to? Your boy at Michigan. I was like, Underwood? Quarterback? No, not him. Well, who are you talking about? Because I'm a Florida... I ain't got no boy at Michigan. And they're saying, nah, your homeboy from Wichita. Who? They're talking about Coach Sharon Moore. I said, oh, wait, he's from Wichita? Yeah, he's from Wichita, Tuck. Ain't that where you from? You always say you from the home of Barry Sanders. You know, Xavier McDaniel, Lynette Woodard. You know what I'm saying? Ain't that where you from, Tuck? I said, yeah, that's where I'm from. But him, he's from Derby, dog. He's from Derby. Yeah, he wasn't Derby. You know what I'm saying? He ain't from Wichita. Now, salute to my dog, Easy the Block Captain. You know what I'm saying? He got a battle versus Cassidy. I don't want to sound too Cassidy-ish, but he ain't from Wichita, bro. He's from Derby. He is not with me. You know what I'm saying? I grew up on the west side, cut my teeth on the south side, riding all down Seneca. You know what I'm saying? I'm from Wichita. Coach Moore, or former Coach Moore, Sharon Moore, he's from Derby. Derby Panthers. We don't rock with them like that. But I do think it's a conversation to really have. And what's going on right now, you know, when I saw him probably take on from Jim Harbaugh at Michigan, I was like, bro, he looked like a coach that's not going to last long at Michigan. Let's just keep it a buck. He just looked like a coach that was never going to survive as the head coach of the Michigan Wolverines. You know what I'm saying? I mean, let's keep it up, but he just looked like he had fire me on his forehead, all right? But, you know, they had some good games. You know, they beat Ohio State last year, didn't win this past season. But I just never thought this was going to be a long-term hire. But we know the scandal kind of happened. Don't want to dive into the man's business because I don't know the man. He's from Derby. I'm from Wichita. You know what I'm saying? We ain't grow up together. But I do want to say this. Fellas, huddle up. Huddle up. Huddle up. Big bro Tuck talking. I'm almost in my unk mode. Almost. This is big bro Tuck talking. Fellas, I am seeing far too many of you, you know what I'm saying, that has the money, some prestige, some accomplishments, some pedigree, some position of power. Throw your money, your life, your money, your money, your money, your brand, and your careers away for Dick Sevens. Six Sevens. What are y'all doing, dog? I see, hey, man, like I said, Uncle Shay Shay, Love Club Shay Shay, man. Love and Nike. Bro, Six Sevens. What are we doing? What out there? You're at Michigan. You're the head coach of the Michigan football Wolverines, and you're throwing your life away for Six Sevens. The Starbucks barista. Dog, if you're going to lose 30 M's, if you're going to lose your job, right, if you're going to get kicked off of ESPN, go for the gusto. You know what I'm saying? Aim big. Fellas, in 2026, I want you to lose your life aiming big. Go for the stars. Reach for the moon, baby. Why are y'all for 6 7s? Come on, dog. What are we doing? We're seeing it too many times across the board. You're just like, for that? Bro, it's in a jail cell. You was the head coach of the Michigan Wolverines about a week ago. Now you in a jail cell for 6 sevens. Bro, if you're going to crash out, lose your family, lose your job, lose your career, it should be like, all right, I get it. You know what I'm saying? Hey, I mean, I get it. You know what I'm saying? Just got done watching the Sean Combs documentary. Right. You know, Diddy's going through his situation, his trials and tribulations right now. But it was over Cassie. You see what I'm saying? Y'all see the, right? He was paying hush money to Cassie. Y'all are paying hush money to 6 sevens. Yeah, ain't big. There is no point. Are you coming a multimillionaire, getting all this fame, all this power, all this glory, all this that? And you could have been down here from the first place. Ain't big. Happily married. Love my beautiful wife. Love my beautiful family. But if y'all ever see me crash out, I'm not going to do it. But if y'all were to, best believe y'all going to be like, all right, I get it. You know what I'm saying? I get it. I understand it. Tuck was wrong, but Tuck was right. You know what I'm saying? It's going to be. All right. But y'all are. And see, what you fellas have to understand is this very pivotal rule, especially for married men. There's a difference between cheating and having an affair. They're not the same. They ain't the same. You know what I'm saying? They ain't the same. Right? Cheating is, you know, you have her saved in your phone as Verizon. You know, you sneaking out at 2 a.m., kind of go to the motel. You maybe take it to Taco Bell at night to get a little, but you really not trying to be out like that. If you cheating, you've already made a step in the wrong direction, right? An affair, that's different. Affairs, you want to be seen. You out at the prestigious dinner spot, smiling, having drinks, laughing, having a good old time. Old boy at the Coldplay concert, he was out in public, hugged up. You know what I'm saying? He wanted to be seen. Because he was like, you know what? If I get caught, I get caught. But somebody got to see this. You know what I'm saying? We out in public, broad daylight with it. So if you are a man of stature and you have 30 million, 40 million to lose, it better be an affair where it's like, all right, I wanted this to happen because I'm upgrading and I had to have people see me in the light. You know what I'm saying? So, fellas, got to get smarter. 2026, we got to stop crashing out over those sevens. But I will say this from a football standpoint, Michigan football is probably going to be all right. They're going to get a better coach. Probably got to find a way to keep their quarterback. I'm hearing conversation that Underwood might go to LSU, right? But Michigan money talks a little bit different. So if you go get you a prestigious head coach, bring him back in, you can revive Michigan football. But it was a black eye. And some of these coaches, you have to stop putting yourselves in dumb situations. And I believe he put himself in a dumb situation. Now, let's keep it a buck because we're going to keep it real. If he was in the CFP right now, if he had beat Ohio State and they were the 2 seed right now, none of this would have even came out. They would have sent old girl on a bus ride to Florida and you would have never heard from her again because she would have had a boatload of money and she would have been in Florida and just disappeared. All right. But when you're not winning and you're sinning, there's going to be an ending. But speaking of the CFP, college football playoffs, this is exciting. You know, me in past, I used to be a huge March Madness guy. Right? I get my bracket out. You know, I get my brackets, multiple brackets, print paper brackets all out. Have 4 or 5 of them things and doing research of the 12 and the 1 seeds and the 9 seeds. Like, it kind of feels like that's when it comes to college football right now. Right, you know, so you can look at the brackets and kind of say, okay, could Oregon, if they get Evan Stewart back, actually cook up Texas Tech? Tomorrow, big game. Big game. Alabama and Oklahoma. That is going to be a battle. Now, I feel like Alabama, they've been a team on the cusp. I know a lot of people coming into the season wasn't high on Alabama. I mean, my Florida State Seminoles, after we kind of, you know, did what we had to do, that was our natty. Week one was our natty. I already got my natty, right? Week one was our natty for us Florida State fans. But after everyone saw that, everybody was down on Alabama. But they got some damn good players. I know a lot of Bama fans, they kind of felt indifferent when it comes to Ty Simpson. Good quarterback. Don't turn over the ball much. Jeremy Bernard. Ryan Williams, some games. You know, you have some guys. Deontay Lawson. Caden Proctor, who's going to probably be a draft pick. So you have some guys of Alabama. Alabama's a damn good football team. But OU is as well. And I feel like OU has kind of just been hovering, right? People are not too high on OU, but people aren't too low. They've been kind of right around the rim. Pause. Pause. You know what I'm saying? Pause that. They've been right around the rim. But OU is a good team. Tomorrow night, that is a hell of a matchup with Alabama versus Oklahoma. If I had to show the lean away, probably going to go with Bama to win that one. I think Bama's going to be good in the CFP, right? I had high hopes for Bama coming into the season, so I'm going to stick and ride that way. But you have some other possible good matchups, right? Oregon has to handle James Madison first. Then they get Texas Tech. Texas Tech, their money's different. That NIL money's different. They got some dogs. Their defense is dogs. Texas Tech is loaded. That's a damn good team in the Big 12. David Bailey. Just love his first step. Rodriguez, linebacker. Right. So Texas Tech, they're a good team. And I feel like Texas Tech, they're sitting in the pilot seat to actually run to the championship. I like Texas Tech. I know Fernando Mendoza got the Heisman. Salute to you, bro. I'm really excited for you. I'm going to let you finish, but I don't know. Maybe it's the old school in me. It's hard to see Indiana as a football school. I'm just not believing it, even though it did beat Ohio State. Just not, you know, I'm just not feeling it yet. It hasn't, you know, hit my mentals yet. That Indiana is now a football school. I have a lean towards Texas Tech over Indiana. I'm leaning towards Texas Tech over Indiana. Then Tulane, Ole Miss, the Lane Kiffin-less Ole Miss. But I feel like Ole Miss will still handle that game. And then you get Georgia versus Ole Miss. SEC, you know what I'm saying? You're seeing some SEC, right? Alabama, possibly, or OU. Georgia. Then Ole Miss, right? I think that second game, the Sugar Bowl, Georgia and Ole Miss, that will be a banger. I would lean towards Georgia in that one. Miami, Texas A&M. Now, I'm not going to be too no-blooded because I said that we're going to be uncompromised. You know what I'm saying? Kentucky, want to be fair. I'll be uncompromised. Miami is a good team. I don't take that away from them, but I think Texas A&M is better. Going with Texas A&M. So, here's my little bracket, my mental for the first round. I got Oregon over James Madison. I don't think we're going to have a 12-5 upset, right? I just don't see that happening, but it could. It would be kind of fun for conversation points, but from a football standpoint, I just don't want to see it, all right? Oregon over James Madison. Boom. Alabama over Oklahoma. Ole Miss over Tulane. Texas over Miami. And we'll probably save the second round predictions for the next show. But I think that's how my picks are going to waver, right? Oregon over James Madison. Alabama over OU. I like that one. Ole Miss over Tulane. Texas A&M over Miami. Let's look at the odds. Because, oh, yeah, we're going to talk about some money stuff on this show. You know, we're going to talk about some money stuff on this show as well. Let's go over to the odds, courtesy of Outlier, sports research tool. One of my favorite go-tos, Outlier. Let's see what the odds are, what the line movement is as we cook up. Let's see. I got to make me log in with a confirmation code. I hate confirmation codes all the damn time. Everything I got confirmation code. Confirmation code this. Confirmation code. Confirmation code. But while I go ahead and enter my confirmation code, make sure you guys are hitting that subscribe. Also, download us on Apple Podcasts and also Spotify Podcasts as well. So when you're driving to work, you can listen to Tuck. You know what I'm saying? When your boss is nagging in your ear, you can listen to Tuck, right? When you got Sally at the water cooler asking how your morning is for the 30th time, you can just listen to Tuck with your Apple AirPods. You know what I'm saying? Like, thank you. Good morning. Good morning. But you're still listening to Jay Tuck. You know what I'm saying? The other ear, right? I'm not going to snitch on you. But yeah, let's get to the odds here. I think that overall, though, I love having 12 teams. I know a lot of people are talking about, oh, let's expand it. I'm not trying to turn this into no March Madness. I'm not trying to turn this into no March Madness, 32 teams. Like, no. We're not going to do all that, right? We're not going to do all right. So Alabama +1.5. I mean, that's pretty much the money line. So if you're going to take Alabama to win the game, you might as well take Alabama to win the game. Right now you have 60% of the money flowing on the money line towards Bama, pretty much split down the middle. All right, 74% of the money actually on Bama, 60% of the bet. So a lot of money is flowing in on Bama, especially on the +1.5. So just consider that. Miami versus A&M, money stacked. Percentage of the bet stacked on Texas A&M. Texas A&M is -3.5 favorites. I can see that. But remember your football numbers, the threes, the sixes, the sevens, right? Don't take that 3.5. Tulane and Ole Miss, I mean, you probably can pretty much get that, right? Ole Miss by a landslide, you probably can't even get the money line. Money line is -733. Ain't no money line for Ole Miss, so you're probably going to have to tease that. 17.5 favorites as of right now. So you'll probably have to go there. Same thing with the Oregon Ducks. Oregon Ducks are favorite by 20.5. Over James Madison. So there's some opportunities. I think the biggest opportunity is when it comes to Alabama versus OU, I would probably consider Alabama at +1.5. I like that money when it comes to college football. But speaking of college football, you know, some players are declaring for the draft already, you know, making my list. I'm checking it twice. Wanted to see if you a baller or nice, you know what I'm saying? And y'all know I love draft season. I love draft season for a few reasons. I love draft season because you get to see these kids' dreams come true. You know, for someone's got to experience it, be there firsthand, see these players cry full of emotion, big players. You know, I remember 2016, I was in Chicago. It was cold. You know what I'm saying? It was cold out there in Chicago. Chris Jones got selected by the Chiefs out of Mississippi State. Comes off the stage, and I'm standing right there, you know what I'm saying, just being a fan at the time. Hey, man, congratulations. And he grabbed me and hugged me, and you know what I'm saying? He's like, man, I'm in the league, bro. I said, congratulations, man. But you just broke every bone in my goddamn body. You broke every bone in my body, bro. Like, I don't think I still have healed from that Chris Jones full of emotion, you know? Here in Kansas City, saw Jalen Carter get his name, cry like a baby, you know? So you get to see these players' dreams come true up close and personal. It used to be, until you now see, you know, a bunch of college players walking around with 100,000 around the neck. It used to be life-changing to hear your name called for an NFL draft. Now it's just something extra, just something to do when there's nothing to do, right? Because players is getting money. This NIL money is getting ridiculous. Huge fan of NIL, not a fan of the transfer portal. Too much going on. Too much bag chasing. All right? Sit your ass down and play football or basketball somewhere. You got the bag. Okay, now go hoop. Now I'm going to play in Kansas, and then I'm going to go play at North Carolina. Then I'm going to go play at Oregon. Then I'm going to go, bro, sit your ass down and just hoop. How about that? You know? So I would say portal. Even though my teams has benefited from portal, NIL, love it. But I think there needs to be some structure. But I don't want to hate on these kids. I don't want to come off as one of these old guys who played football, put their lives on the line for school books. Now, man, you know what I'm saying? Back in my day, all we got was school books and lunch. You know what I'm saying? So I don't want to come off salty, but some of y'all are being a little pampered right now. You know what I'm saying? Y'all ain't got to eat no ramen noodles no more. You know what I'm saying? Y'all eating that five-star. You know what I'm saying? Y'all eating that 18, you know what I'm saying, 87. You know what I'm saying? Like, y'all eating at these nice restaurants. You know? Steaks. Buying Bentleys and Range Rovers. You know what I'm saying? Your ribs is not touching, right? And you know what I'm saying? So you don't appreciate being drafted like you used to. All right? But I'm excited to see these college kids get drafted, get their opportunities. So we'll definitely talk a lot of NFL draft because, you know, it's just what I do. But when it comes to the NFL, we're seeing a turn. We're seeing a little 360. We're seeing white boy swag. White boy swag. Hey, white boy swag. Hey, white boy swag. Girl, scream my name when I white boy swag. We're seeing it. It was a situation, right? Every team had a black quarterback, you know what I'm saying? Of some sort. You know, it was just like every team had to have one. Like you had to have one, right? Now, back in my day, it was very far in between. You had Donovan McNabb over here. You had Michael Vick over here. You know, you had, you know, it was kind of. And then you looked up, it was just everywhere from Dak Prescott to Jalen Hurts to Jaden Daniels to Patrick Mahomes to Bryce Young and then Kyler Murray, you know, just like Justin Fields. And it was just everyone had a black quarterback. And I felt like the NFL said, enough! Enough with this. Enough with this malarkey. You know? We can't just Aaron Rodgers this shit for anymore. You know what I'm saying? Enough. So what they did was they took those black quarterbacks. They put them in a lab. Probably didn't even know, right? Shedeur Sanders was probably asleep. And they took the DNA of Shedeur Sanders. Took the DNA of Cam Newton. DNA. Pat Mahomes, DNA, Lamar Jackson, Jalen Hurts, and Dak Prescott, and put it in tubes. They put it in tubes. They put that shit in tubes. And they sat back, and they had these little white kids in freezers. And they opened the freezers, and they put that DNA in these little white kids that were in freezers. And then all of a sudden, there was a Bo Nix. All of a sudden, it was a Josh Allen. And they took that Cam Newton tube, built them a Josh Allen. Then you have Drake May. Drake May is balling out of his fucking mind right now, y'all. Drake May is going crazy. I wasn't a Drake May believer. I mean, I kind of liked the North Carolina, right? But I didn't think he was going to be like, huh? But you had Jaden Daniels and you had Caleb Williams. So you had that whole thing last year about those being the quintessential future of the league and all sorts of stuff like that. And Drake May said, calm all that down. Calm all that down. Calm all that down right now. Drake May is balling out of his fucking mind. And then in New York, I'm seeing Jackson Dart come out $100,000 around his neck. And he is balling. He is balling out of his freaking mind. And he can dance too. He got, what is going on? What is going on? You cannot convince me otherwise that the NFL built some of these white quarterbacks in a lab right now and took their DNA out of. You got JJ McCarthy. What is going on, NFL? We didn't have that, right? We didn't have that back. You had Tom Brady. You had Drew Brees. You had Peyton Manning. You had Brett Favre. Just good old, I'm proud to be an American. At least I know I'm free quarterbacks. Now, you got these white quarterbacks. They coming out slimed out. Feisties on, 100 thou around their neck, throwing for 3 to 4 touchdowns. Oh, y'all built them. Y'all built them, and now they are taking over the league. Now, you're looking at Drake May like, hey, he might be a little bit better than Jaden Daniels. I mean, Jaden Daniels might have been just a one-hit wonder, but right now it's Drake May. Right now it's Bo Nix. Right now it's Matt Stafford. Right now it's Josh Allen. You even got Tyler Shuck out there in New Orleans. It's getting crazy out. Y'all boys better get to it. Y'all better get back to it because they built these quarterbacks in a lab. And they putting in work. They putting in work. And they are scary. I know. I got Dak Prescott in the NFC East. But outside of Dak Prescott, quarterback that scares me the most is diamonds around my neck. Dart. Diamonds around my neck. Dart. You know what I'm saying? Diamonds around my neck. Dart is scary. And they have possibly the number one pick. Malik Nabers returning back. I hear some of the Giants fans talking about we should get Jordan Tice. Bro, what are we doing? They built in the lab. They are built in a lab. And, yo, the NFL is changing. The teams we used to sleep on, just the Broncos. It's just the Colts. It's just the Bears. Seattle ain't going to do anything. They're harmless. These teams, they're locked and loaded. The L.A. Chargers, they're not the soft little Chargers that they used to be. No. They got them one, too. They got their originator. They got QB Jesus and Justin Herbert. But all it took is for Harbaugh to put that battery in their back. They ain't soft no more. You got the Chargers. You got the Broncos. Colts is probably going to be out. Phillip Rivers, he didn't get the DNA. You know what I'm saying? Phillip Rivers, he didn't get his shots, right? But the Colts was playing good football with Daniel Jones. The Bears is humming with Ben Johnson. Like, we got the Rams tonight versus Seattle. This is going to be a banger. Matt Stafford will probably be MVP. How did the Rams go all in, win the Super Bowl, tear it all down, and right back to Super Bowl contention? I do not know, but whoever has the formula needs to call Jerry Wayne Jones and let him know that you can go all in, tear it down, and be right back like you never left. Right? It's getting spooky out. And right now, as you look across the landscape when it comes to the NFL, I can't tell you who the top dog is. I thought Kansas City would bounce back. They didn't. I said, oh, when they get Rasheed Rice, they'll be back. They'll be back, right? They didn't bounce back. And so the teams that we knew was kind of the juggernauts, Philly looking a little funny in the light, right? Even though they blew out the Raiders, they feeling themselves. Okay, cool. Cool story. You beat the Raiders. But they don't look like the juggernauts that they was last year when they won the Super Bowl. Then you have this little team out there. And the Super Bowl would be in Santa Clara. And I just feel like they has been flying on the radar. The San Francisco 49ers. Who's watching Brock Purdy? He's another one. right? Who's watching them? Now, hold on. Oh, yeah, Kelly Williams. There might be a situation where on Jordan Love. Okay, so three. All right. So like I said, I'm saying you might be a situation where you might not have black quarterbacks in the playoffs. But Brock Purdy and the San Francisco 49ers, they're just flying on the radar, winning games. This NFL Super Bowl is going to be wide open. Not for me. Not for me. All right, cool. You got me. All right. I know y'all cannot wait to post the Dallas Cowboys have been eliminated. Go ahead and just send me the shit now. Go ahead and just send me the shit. Why are we going to wait till Saturday night? Send me the shit now. Tag me in it. Tag me in it right now. Go ahead and send me the shit right now. Let's get over with. What are you waiting for? What am I waiting for? What are you waiting? Just send it. Send it right now. Post it. Dallas Cowboys have been eliminated. Have Dak Prescott on the photo. Ha, ha, ha. You got me. Send me the shit right now. Right? But for other teams, Super Bowl is up for grabs. If I had to pick a team that I would think would probably take home the trophy, I would say, I don't know. I do not know. I used to kind of play, it's just the Broncos, you know. I feel like the glass slipper will fall off. I get it fall off. It ain't fell off yet. It has not fell off yet. Not even close. Sean Payton has them boys geeked up. Sean Payton has them boys geeked up to the max. I don't think their glass slipper's going to fall off. So I think the Broncos might be for real. I might be for real. Yeah. I might be for real. NFC, I know it's just the Bears, right? But Ben Johnson has those boys geeked up. They for real. Right for real. So we got to make some adjustments. So when it comes to who I would say, I would probably lean towards being the Super Bowl champions. I would say I have no clue. You know what I'm saying? I would say A, B, P. Anybody but Philly. That might be A, B, B, P. Whatever. A, B, P. Anybody but Philly. Who y'all win the Super Bowl? A, B, P. That's my squad. That's the jersey I'm about to wear. A, B, P. Anybody but Philly. And San Fran. And Green Bay. You know what I'm saying? Now I'm starting to be petty. You know what I'm saying? I get my petty shit. You know what I'm saying? I'm a sore loser, y'all. I don't like losing in anything. Madden, cards, you know, trouble, sorry. I was playing sorry with my wife the other night. Try to cheat me. Couldn't let that slide. Can't let that slide. Nobody. I can't let that slide. Because if you cheat me once, you cheat me twice. So I had to let you know. It ain't going like that. You know what I'm saying? It ain't going like that. Right? Like, nah, two spaces back, ma'am. You know what I'm saying? You know how people do, like, oh, you pop a five, right? You roll a five, and it's like one, yeah, two. Three and four. No. Back it on up like a U-Haul truck. Back that ass up, juvenile. One, two, three, four, five. Five spaces, not eight. You know what I'm saying? I can count. I don't count. My son, Jay Tuck Jr., is to do that. You know what I'm saying? One and big ass threes. Four. No. Back it up. One, two, three, four, five. You're right here, buddy. Back up. Back up just a little bit. Just a little bit. Just a little bit. Just a little bit. But when it comes to the Super Bowl, I do not know. ABP, anybody but Philly. Any boxing fans out there? Huge boxing fan. You know, I've been out of commission. Ain't been able to get in the ring since I broke my ribs and broke my sternum. You know what I'm saying? I'm trying to get back, man, but it's going to be a minute. They told me I won't be able to bench press and lift till probably like February, March. You know what I'm saying? But I'm missing pumping some iron. I'm an iron addict, right? Jake Paul. A lot of people talk about Jake Paul You know, and I'll say this, I'm no boxing enthusiast. I'm no boxing aficionado. My dog Norbs is, and Norbs will be on this podcast talking boxing a lot, so you better get used to it. I'm no boxing aficionado, cover boxing, Benavidez fights, interview David Benavidez, and, you know, the list goes on and on. Adrian Broner, Tank Davis, Jonte Davis. You know, I was at the Canelo fight, Crawford fight. Crawford just retired with one hell of a career. Will go down as one of the greatest all time, pound for pound. But I will say this. I think Jake Paul is good for boxing. Oh, Tuck, you tripping, dog. You tripping. Oh, that's why I don't fuck with Tuck. You tripping. He just said that Jake Paul is good for boxing. Jake Paul is good for boxing because he got you niggas watching. That's why Jake Paul is good for boxing. Jake Paul is good for boxing because he has you niggas watching. And since he has you niggas watching, or people, I went to one of his fights, you know what I'm saying? It was people of all races there. So he has everyone watching, all right? Let's be inclusive. Let's make sure we're including everybody, right? He has people watching. And since he has people watching, what he's able to do with that is put others in the situations and in the spotlight that they've been deserving for quite so long. And now people are watching them too. Shout out to my sis, Alicia. Hi, Alicia. Alicia. Bumgarner on the card. Doing her damn thing. She knows how to promote her fight. She talks shit. She has style. She has swagger. You know, she has a following, but she also handles business too. You know, has a fight. And I think she's going to win this fight. I mean, she's minus 1,200. So you can't win no beans on the queen. That's the one thing I'll say about sis. You can't win no money on sis. You know what I'm saying? Because her odds be minus 30,000. You know what I'm saying? You got to kind of guess the rounds. Guess it's going to this distance. You know what I'm saying? She got to fight versus Layla. Bowden. You know what I'm saying? Bowden. Just don't knock her out. I know you're the bomber. Right? I know you're the bomb. Just don't knock her out because Christmas is around the corner and people need their money. Don't knock her out. Just go the distance and rough her up a little bit. But I am horrible when it comes to betting on boxing. That's the one sport I just lose every time because shit's just too fixed for me sometimes. But I do have Jake Paul, Anthony Joshua. I just need the fight. I just need that fight to last over 10 minutes. Just 10. 10. 10. I just need that fight to last over 10 minutes. And I cash out. But it'll be something stupid where disqualification, the 9-minute, 45-second mark, or something stupid. Like, just go over 10 minutes. Go in there and play a game. Right, just do that for 10 minutes, bro, so I can cash out and be out. And then the bomb. Don't knock her out, sis. Just go the distance and we can all get this money together. You ain't got to hurt nobody, right? So that's what I have cashed out. But overall, good card. You know, you got Anderson Silva, Tyron Woodley on this card as well. You know, so you got some fights on this card. But like I said, Jake Paul is good for boxing because he's bringing new eyes to the sport. Isn't that what people want? There's been other opportunities for other fighters to bring new eyes to the sport of boxing. They ain't did it. So you can't be mad when someone is doing it, but he's creating it and putting other deserving fighters in winning opportunities and winning situations. Now, do I think he's a boxing purist and that he should be fighting for the belt? No, bro. Like, nah. Right now, absolutely not, bro. You can lose your life. You can lose your life boxing, right? But for someone who trains, right? And to see Jake Paul go from what he started as to what he is a fighter. And I will say this. A lot of people got stuff to talk about Jake Paul. He's not a real fighter this. He's not a real fighter that. Jake Paul was slightly feel young. Jake Paul put the pause. A YouTubing ass, singing, dancing, TikTok. Jake Paul will put the pause on a few of y'all. Why put him on me? He's a big dude. Now, is it natural? I don't know. You know what I'm saying? But let's not get it fucked up. Like he's just out there playing around. If someone said, yo, Tuck, I want to put you in the ring right now against Mike Tyson. I'm just coming off an injury, though, bro. For how much, right? A lot of us. If we're at the club right now and Mike Tyson was to slap our girl on the ass cheeks, we'd probably hesitate. Still, even as old as Mike Tyson is, we are still going to hesitate. How hard did he slap you? I mean, it's like you haven't been slapped on that. It's Mike Tyson. If Mike Tyson was to slap your girl, your mama, whoever, on the ass right now, you ain't gonna be like, let's get it. You know what I'm saying? What up? You're going to freeze. Right? Jake Paul went in the ring with Mike Tyson. Gotta give a man credit for that, right? Jake Paul has taken some punches. Jake Paul has fought some solid boxers and taken a punch, right? Tyron Woodley, you wouldn't just fight him on the street. Jake Paul's in the ring with them. So let's stop acting. I know Jake Paul did an unconventional way. I know he did it as a YouTuber and it's all entertainment and a spectacle, but you're watching. And by you watching, giving him the spotlight, he is putting under people in the spotlight that they deserve. Y'all wasn't caring about no women's boxing. So Jake Paul started putting y'all on it like that on them cards. Y'all wasn't talking about Amanda Serrano like that. Y'all was not talking about Katie Taylor like that. Y'all was not talking about Alicia like, y'all was not giving these women the credit that they deserve. Jake Paul did that. Where was you? All these fighters. Where's Canelo's card? With a bunch of women's fighters on it. Giving them the proper. Where was Floyd's card? Like, right? Jake Paul deserves some credit. Love him or hate him. But if you hate him, I still think he's going to knock out a few of y'all, man. Yo, Jay Tuck Show, subscribe to the channel. Ping right there. Right there. Yeah, right there. Right. Hit that button like right there. Smash that shit. Like it up. I might do some guests, my very first subscriber. I want to guess who's going to be my very first subscriber. Who's my very first one? My very first one. I'm going to say that very first subscriber. I miss that feeling. All right. Apple Podcast, Spotify as well. We're going to dip on out of here. Got some things to do. You see, I got my Hellfire Club on. So it's just Stranger Things, man. There's a lot of conversations online, right? Are you Team Derry, Team Hawkins? I'm both. Right. Welcome to Derry. Fucking fantastic. It was amazing. If you haven't watched that show, what are you doing? You should not be one of those people like, oh, I just never got around to it. You should be watching that show right now. Amazing. It's almost like a black horror movie, damn near, which is kind of crazy, right? Welcome to Derry. Fucking phenomenal. Stranger Things. Fucking phenomenal. On Christmas, we're all going to be around the tree, but we're also going to be around the TV watching the Cowboys, but then getting ready for Stranger Things. And then on the finale, I'm watching the theater. I'm watching the finale in the theater on New Year's Eve. I ain't going to be at the club in my bow ties and all sorts of stuff. I am, you know what I'm saying? I'm going to be watching it in theater for Stranger Things. But welcome to Derry. Stranger Things, they're holding down 2025 as far as television and movies concerned. Now, Avatar is about to drop this weekend. We'll see how that goes. But as far as right now, thus far, those two shows have been the biggest bangers on television, and you should not be missing out. J-Tuck is telling you this. Don't be one of those people. No, I ain't never seen it. I ain't never seen that. Go watch it right now. You ain't got nothing to do. You know what I'm saying? After you get done watching this, go watch Welcome to Derry and tune in to Stranger Things and get caught up because you are missing out on great, great television, man. J-Tuck here, J-Tuck Show. Appreciate all the listeners. Episode 1. We got a lot more going on. I guess we're going to have guests coming on. We're going to have a bunch of fun stuff. I'm excited about this channel. I'm excited about this new start. Breath of fresh air. I feel like it's in my element. I just feel like I'm in my element, right? Be able to have fun. Just talk sports. Talk culture. We're going to start going live here soon once we build up the platform. All right. Like I said, bringing on some guests. Maybe even bring you on as a guest as well if you let. You know what I'm saying? You got to have some motion. You got to have some motion. Can't have everybody just come to the party, right? But you got some motion. I'm going to have you come on the show, and we're going to talk sports. We're going to talk life. We're going to talk football. We're going to talk whatever and just have a damn good time. So be sure to subscribe to the channel. Turn on that notification bell so you do not miss out, man. So for everyone, I'm your host, J-Tuck. Welcome to the J-Tuck Show, and we out. Peace.